Title: The Great Wall Against China, Washington's Barriers to a Wave of Capital from the Far East. Content: Chinese investment in the United States plummeted in 2017 and is likely to continue to fall. According to the Wall Street Journal, Chinese foreign direct investment in the United States declined 36% last year, from $46.2 billion in 2016 to $29.4 billion in 2017. We expect the 2018 figures to be even lower. What could explain the precipitous decline? Well, Haven, you heard? We're rebuilding a wall. The United States government is frantically throwing up barriers to foreign investment, particularly from China. The result of that effort is clear in the swooning Chinese investment numbers. It appears that trend of tightening our defenses will only continue through 2018 and beyond. CFI U.S. and Chinese investment under U.S. law, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFI U.S., has the power to review any transaction that may result in a non-U.S. person taking control of a U.S. business. Any transaction that CFI U.S. determines poses a threat to U.S. national security or critical infrastructure may be blocked by the president. In practice, deals involving a Chinese buyer typically draw the heaviest CFI U.S. scrutiny. That practice did not start in 2017, but it is gaining steam, and the results are evident in the massive decline in Chinese investment. One way CFI US is limiting Chinese investment has been to expand the subject matter of deals it reviews. In the proposed acquisition of MoneyGram by Ant Financial, which we reported on here, CFI US stretched its definition, critical infrastructure, to cover the personal data of US persons. That may be a reasonable expansion of the CFI US mandate, but it would also be reasonable to assume that the fact that Ant Financial is a Chinese entity played some part in that decision. Another focus of CFI US has been protecting US competitiveness in the telecommunications sector. Thus, when the president himself stepped in to block the Broadcom/Qualcomm merger, reported on here, the move was based at least in part on keeping the United States competitive in the race with China toward a 5G telecommunications standard. FIRMA in the present and future. The Foreign Investment Risk Review Modernization Act, or FIRMA, reported on here and here, is currently in committee in the House, but appears to have the support of the White House and the Departments of Defense, Treasury, and Commerce. The fact that John Cornyn, Republican Texas, and Dianne Feinstein, Democrat California, whom we may as well list as representing Knight and Day, are co-writing editorials in support of the act, indicates that the law has bipartisan appeal among lawmakers. FIRMA would have three broad effects: expand the jurisdiction of CFI US to new sectors and new types of investments, target investment from countries of special concern. And you may guess from the title of this article what country we expect will be on that list, and increase the committee's authority to suspend transactions and implement mitigation measures. Investing in 2019. In addition to the trends discussed above, when the president requested that his U.S. trade representative recommend special tariffs against Chinese imports, discussed here, he also requested that the USTR provide recommendations on additional investment restrictions that could be implemented against China. According to some reports, here and here, the administration is considering invoking the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA, to further curb Chinese investment in areas of critical U.S. technology. Sanctions issued under IEEPA could dramatically expand the range of transactions subject to restrictions, and could impose penalties far greater than anything currently done by CFI US or contemplated by FIRMA. The USTR's proposals for investment restrictions are due on May 21. We will, of course, provide an update here. If CFI US continues its hard look at Chinese investment, if, when FIRMA passes Congress in its fall session and the president signs it, and if the US Treasury uses its broad IEEPA powers to impose sanctions against Chinese investments, foreign direct investment from China into the United States may look very different next year than it did in 2016. It may look like facing the outside of a very high wall. Julian Blankwart is an intern at Shepard Mullen. 1. We also note that the decline is due in part to China's own controls on capital.